I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Think he's like a theatre. She went, right, two people, Auntie Karen and Uncle Gail can't come from America. So what we've got two more tickets left. Right, in a typical East End / Essex property accent. So she's like, we've got two tickets left. Then also my dad's a Geordie. Like, so I'm half Towie and half Geordie Shore. So I'm like, what does that make me? I don't even want to go there.
It's going to be a good party. That's what it's going to be.
It's going to be a good party. Dad's like...
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's of Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. This week, I am joined by none other than reality babe turned businesswoman, yummy mummy and bride to be. It's Danielle Armstrong, everybody. Woo!
Oh,
I've got to
be careful. It's hot. I need to go and literally burn Danielle Armstrong.
You look very relaxed, mate. I'm not going to lie. This is a nice setup.
Oh, thank you. This is where the work happens.
It magic like- happens.
The magic, yeah, the different kind of magic. All the rooms, this is the business magic happening.
I've got so many questions for you, right? But, like, I do just have to tell you, you look so happy, Dan.
Oh, Vic, do you know what? Obviously, you've known me through the ups and the downs, like, relationships and just life. And I think even, like, with yourself, obviously, we've had our moments, haven't we, and our long voice notes to each other. And I think... when that feeling of like contentment, I think more than anything, when you think you're in love or when you think that you're happy, you actually don't realise until you have that feeling of actually it's just content. You've just been content and being at like, I don't understand all that in one with yourself, but it is that feeling of just feeling completely yourself and not having to be a certain person or fit in any kind of character to make someone else happy. Does that make sense?
No, it makes total sense, mate. I mean, I think what you think happiness is definitely changes, like, as you get older. And I think it's not until I came to be about 30 that I started to realise, you know, happiness wasn't like loads of fancy restaurants and fucking getting papped or like
going...
No, and like, you know, like... I don't know. I used to almost think like if you're really in love with someone, you had to row. Like you had to have these big dramatic bust ups because that proved they loved you.
There's passion.
Yeah.
And that means that there's great. No, you're so right there. And I think having like the, we don't go, I mean, it's different now because obviously we've got all of, and being a mum is like, I know we talk about mummy dog and it's the same thing when you've got a responsibility of loving like someone, you know, you enjoy staying in. I think it doesn't, when you actually don't overthink something like, oh God, should we be going out or should we be doing this or should we be having sex more? Should we be doing this more? When you are like that, usually it's not right. Does that make sense?
When absolutely.
when everything's just, every day for me is just complete. Obviously we have the normal like bickers, that's just the normal relationship. I'd be weird if you said, oh, like we're really happy we never ever row, because it is healthy to, you know, have a little bit of controversy and obviously you're going to bicker, but it is so healthy to not think that am I good enough, toxic rows and all of those things that come sometimes with a relationship.
It's just so nice to be in a place where, like you say, you're really content, like you're happy in your life, you trust your partner, things are going well. And it's honestly written all over you, Dan. Like, I've never seen you look better either.
Oh, I'm big. That is so special. And you're the same. I literally do. Yeah, just like how you look, even just like your skin, just before we come up, I thought, she's glowing. Like, you've got a lovely, lovely clear glow. And you look really happy and healthy. And yeah, I'm happy for you too, babes.
Just probably sucking each other off here, aren't we, Dan?
Yeah. People thinking, get a life and get a room.
Get a room.
There's so much negativity in the world. Sometimes you need a little bit of the cheesy love.
And I like it. Honestly, it's so nice to say that I'm actually fucking ill. I've been poorly all week. Yeah, mate, I'm full of like, oh, I don't know, just off me food, like unwell, kind of get like knackered. And like, this is why my skin's like that, because I'm like hot flushed.
Oh, okay, it's not, what do you think it is?
Just got a little bug, mate.
Okay, darling.
Less of me, back on track with you. You must be absolutely chocked out with the wedding planning, are you? It's not long now.
I know, we are so excited. It's like 3 months away, 3.5 months away.
Fuck off, that's come up fast, Hannes. Are you feeling nervous or are you just like really buzzing?
No, I don't feel nervous. I think you more feel, you just want everything to kind of go right, because you know what, they are, honestly, weddings are just so expensive. Like any business, if it all goes wrong for us one day, Vic, we need to get in the wedding industry, because it's just so expensive. But you know, we work hard, and it's nice to be able to like just have, it's nice to have the wedding that like I want, do you know what I mean? And everything.
Oh, you deserve it.
Well, like, honestly, it's been really lovely, and just, yeah, I'm really excited. I've not had no bridezilla moments yet. So,
why not? I think they're, knowing you, like, I know you, they're definitely going to come then.
They probably will come. But at the minute, they haven't. I think it's been more, no, I'm a bit of a control freak, you know. So at the minute, I've got it under control. But I think if it gets to the point when there's certain things that I don't know or it's out of my control, then yeah. The only thing I'm a little bit, like, anxious about is the speeches, because it's not in my control. Yeah. So I would,
who you got doing them then? Is there going to be a best man, a father of the bride? And
so traditionally, yeah, it goes father of the bride first, then what do I call Tom? My husband. Tom. My husband. I'm thinking, what's Tom? What? He's like, the groom. Thanks,
the groom. That's it.
The groom. So then the groom, and then, yeah, the best man. So, you know, when you just think, I would love to know what they're going to say. Because for once, imagine me, Vic, I've got to shut up for an hour.
Do you know, me and my I've talked to Erkan about it, obviously, as well. And he's like, I don't know how Tom is. Like, I unfortunately haven't met him yet. But like, from what I've seen on Insta and stuff, like, he does seem to be like quite a confident fella. Yeah. And don't get us wrong, Erkan's like, you know, Erkan, he's a nice bloke, but he's not like outgoing in the slightest.
He's quite reserved, isn't he?
And he gets really shy. So I said to him, I was like, are you going to do a speech? And he was like, no. Like, at his mate's wedding last year, he was best man. It was a big Indian do. And honestly, like, everybody made comments about how sweaty he was, because he was so fucking nervous. Everybody just made comments.
Have you done a speech?
No, like, apparently, like, in the end, like, his mate just said, if you're worrying about it that much, don't do it. Because he was just so cut up, yeah. So he didn't.
Don't think you'd do a speech for your wedding?
No way. Like, and also, I've got no desire to sit and see him like dripping like an egg sandwich, nervous as out on my big day. I'd rather him just have a nice time, you know? But is Tom slightly more self-assured and confident?
Oh, I think he's going to be loving it. Yeah. I mean, he's not as like show-offy and as over the top as I am, for sure. But he will definitely love it. I think, do you know what I think as well, with what's going to be nice for both us is, obviously, we went to school together. So
it's a proper love story.
It's a really small ceremony. By the way, your invite is actually in the evening. You do know that you are coming. I'm invited in the evening.
No, but we'll be there with bells on.
You know your invite, because it was a really hard one as well. I think anyone's getting married, you've always got the hard thing with the invite. So it's a really small ceremony in the day. I mean, I say small, it's 100 people, but trying to have family and friends,
so hard.
100, it is so hard. So we've actually got, my nan's one of 10, So we've got all cousins coming to the evening. Like, how bad is that? My cousins are coming to the evening and the aunts, the older lot, are coming in the day. So at least you get the party with the young ones, Vic.
Woo-hoo! Okay. I feel like I'm definitely happy with that decision. It gets so, it's so political though, isn't it, mate? Like, it's so hard.
It's so political. But a lot of the people, the guests that we've got in the room for the day, are literally close family and friends from school. So for Tom, it's all of we've been, but we all went to school together. So it's all our friends that we brought.
It's loads of crossover.
It's just, like, it's friends that have been friends. Like, we've known, like, his best man, I've known since we were 10, 11. My bridesmaids, he's known, like for years. So it's going to be really nice. I'm excited. So get your outfit because your invite is...
It'll be absolutely lush, mate. Have you rowed about anything? Has there been any sort of bone of contention where he's been really adamant he wanted one thing and you wanted something different?
Yeah, we haven't had a row. I think, to be honest, the closest that you get to having a row is about the guests, the day guests.
I feel like we're going to definitely row about that. He's from like a massive Turkish Cypriot family, isn't he? And like I said to him, I was like, I love all your family. Like, he's got three brothers. He's one of four. And I says, I love all their kids, all their wives, everything. I says, but don't think you're just inviting all your fucking cousins who I've never met before. Like, just out of like some weird family obligation. And they're all going to like, there's this tradition in Cyprus, mate, where they fucking pin money to your address. Have you seen it?
I thought that was a Jewish thing.
I don't know. It might overlap some cultures, but they definitely do it in Cyprus. No cunt is coming anywhere near me with like a mucky note trying to stick it on me like bespoke wedding dress. No way. I've told him and he was so upset. We're not even planning the wedding, we're already round about it.
And when it comes in, so I think when we were I'm not joking, but my mum, the way she was talking, you'd think it's like a theatre. She went, right, two people, Auntie Karen and Uncle Gail can't come from America. So what we've got two more tickets left. Right, in a typical East End / Essex accent. So she's like, we've got two tickets left. Then also my dad's a Geordie. Like, so I'm half Towie and half Geordie Shore. So I'm like, what does that make me? I don't even want to go there.
It's going to be a good party. That's what it's going to
be. My dad's like, fuck yeah, man, don't worry about it. Like, he's like getting himself all stressed. Like, calm down, it's cool. But Tom's very opinionated and very strong on his values with, we want people in that room that we know and that we've been
agree.
And I think
right though.
Whereas I'm probably going to be a bit more like Yerkan in this situation where I'm like, no. So I have actually got second cousins and cousins coming on one of the tables just because I was like, just for the politics and you know, don't you? But it's fine. Bloody hell, they're going to be watching this and then if they're not watching, they've been great. She didn't want me. I'm joking.
just convince them it wasn't them. But no, I think there's got to be a balance, hasn't there? Like, you don't want to upset anyone. You want to keep all the family happy and that. But at the same time, Dan, you've got to remember it is for yous too. Like,
Would you get married abroad?
I think we're going to.
Yeah, I can see you doing that.
Just because if you think about it, last like half the guests are going to be Newcastle and half of them are going to be London. So regardless of wherever we decide to do it, everyone's jumping on a train for like 3-4 hours. So we may as well lash everybody on a plane and guarantee the weather.
100%, love that.
Yeah, but that's what we're thinking anyway. But so why not?
You haven't got to worry because a lot of people, the ones that will be there, will pay the extra to get out there. So you haven't got to worry about all of the. It might work in your benefit. I'll get you what you're doing.
I am also thinking, well, fucking hell, like a lot of people won't do the journey. And he wanted to get married in Cyprus, man, and he was adamant about it. And that's when I thought I was going to be like descended on masse by all of his family who I'd never met, who I'm sure are lovely, but fuck me, I just want people I know, you know.
I get it.
We've decided, I think we're going to look slightly different, but I like Parma and Italy. Oh, and
beautiful, yeah.
But we'll see, mate, it's a long way off. Can you give us any goss about the wedding dress? Is there more than one? Is there like, is it what we'd imagine from you?
What do you think the wedding dress will be? Like, if you could visualise my fashion and what you would think, what do you think? I've gone big or...
I think you've gone like, well, honestly, you've got such a good figure, mate. You'd be mad not to show it off. Like, and I do feel like you're quite a sexy person. But then again, on your wedding, I don't know, like your wedding day is the one day when you can really be like balls to the wall, like as big as you like. So I don't know, Dan, honestly, nothing you do would surprise us, and I think you'd look class in anything.
Oh, I love you. So one thing they always say when you're picking your dress is that the dress that you like, 9 times out of 10, when you try it on, it's not the dress that you visualize.
Yeah, I've heard that.
But it was the opposite for me. So it actually, no one knows this, but the dress that I got was actually the dress that I picked. I see it online. I sent it to the lady that owns the, I got it from the wedding club in London.
I love it.
Lovely. So beautiful, the dresses. The staff are just so amazing. And I remember walking in and I sent to, prior to the appointment, I said, this is the sort of style I like. And I sent a picture from, I think it was like a trunk show, like from New York. And it was the first dress I tried on, and that was the one I went for. How weird is that? My mum was like, we've got a whole hour. Please, can you try some more on? But I just knew. So for me, it actually was the opposite. The one that I liked, I went for.
Oh, you see, you knew. You stuck to your guns. I've been fucking trying wedding dresses on for about 10 years, mate. I'm still not the wiser. I'm sure I'll know when I try it on. Like,
you will know.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And what about the hen do? Is that coming up soon?
2 weeks, the hen.
Fuck, that's going to be epic. Right, where are you going?
Going to Mykonos.
Oh, so, mate, that's where I want to go for mine.
Are you? Oh, yeah. God, honestly, I'm saying. Do you know what I think it is? You want to go somewhere that, well, for me, I knew a lot of my friends haven't been to Mykonos. And
that's
I thought,
it. That's my thought process.
That's it. So I was like, well, let's go there. Tom's doing Ibiza, but we're actually doing I'm being cheeky. I'm taking.
You're doing a Sten?
Yeah.
So are we.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah, 110% last month. We're only going to do this once. Fingers
crossed.
That's
what I think. So we're doing Mykonos, and that's going to be, you know, really pretty. It's the bridesmaids. My mum's coming to that.
Love that.
So it's going to be, obviously, it's going to be fun. It's going to be amazing. And I can't wait. All the girls are going to be there for that. And then we do a little joint stand in July where it's 14 of us. All the couples just going mad in Ibiza.
No, I love that, mate. I think Stens are proper. Do you know who the first people I've seen do it was Alex and Olivia?
Oh, really? Yeah. They would. That is so them, isn't it?
Like, yeah. Couple goals.
Yes. Yeah.
They went, I think it was Croatia or something now. And I remember seeing it and thinking, fuck no, I'm definitely going to do that. So if everything goes to plan, I'll be in Mykonos with the lasses. Same vibe. Like, I think all my pals are like settling down and having kids now, and lasses holidays few and far between. So not many of them have been Mykonos. This might be the last chance to do it. So we'll whack that on there. He wants to go in somewhere far afield. I've told him to go like Vegas or Miami because I still kind of get in America. So he may as well fucking go with the lads. So, yeah, let's do that. And then I thought Dubai for the stay.
Yeah, Dubai. Yeah, definitely. Dubai is just, I think Dubai is so, it's just, it is a party place now, Dubai. Yeah. We love it. So Dubai is a good one. It's a good shout. Mykonos is good. I'm looking forward to it. And I can't wait. I'm not doing any of that dressing up at the airport though, Vic. Can't bear all that.
I have just seen. Did you see Billy Mucklow, the dresser up in a football street?
Castle kit. Yes. I see it.
She looked fuming, bless her. She looked class, but she looked fuming.
Well, I mean, I'm sure after a couple of drinks she'd loved it. But for me, no, I would hate that. I mean, I see one of our friends and her, she dressed her up as a a peanut because apparently they call her boyfriend Peanut. I was like, could you imagine if like they called Tom Spud? What, you would address me as a fat potato or something? Like, definitely not. So I'm pleased that he doesn't get called any kind of food names or weird things. So I'm just going to be Mrs. E to B and just go for like a nice, I want to go, airport's really hard, but I want to go like sexy bride, but still practical for
getting
on a plane. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, no, I think that's nice. Honestly, mate, it's your hen. Do it exactly how you want it, you know? Like, I feel like there's got to be a little bit of cheese. Like, I wouldn't mind some willy straws and that.
Some kind of willy straws. Some, yeah, it's going to be all that. The big bow, I'm sure, and the L plates, all that, yeah. All the typical bridal hen tack that you have to have. But, I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait.
God, oh, well, honestly, mate, I'm absolutely buzzing for you. Do you know, even just like your whole relationship with Tom, so, like on paper, it looks like it's been such a fairy tale. I'm sure, like you say, you'll tell us there's been ups and downs, but it does look like it's been proper lush from the outside looking in.
It is. I do feel we're lucky. I feel so lucky. And I think for me, someone said the other day, like, what's the secret to like being in a good relationship? And I think, like, we both know, like, trust is the biggest thing for me. Trust. Yeah. Because trust has got so many elements that it's like trusting that part person that they're going to be faithful. Let's be honest. I think that's the biggest thing. I think any woman is vulnerable, especially if you've been cheated on in the past, which me and you obviously both have. Numerous times, we won't go there. But I think trusting someone that they're not going to betray you in that way, but also trusting like just trusting that you can be yourself around them, trusting that they're going to be a good father. Like, I didn't actually realise until I had Orla, like, how important, I know this sounds really mad, but how important it is to pick the right person to have a child with.
Oh, mate, honestly, it's all I fucking think about.
It's
all I think about.
Let's be honest, like, Kim Kardashian, let's look at her. Did she, when she thought of having four children, obviously, I'm sure her children, obviously, blessed, she's got four beautiful children, but looking back, was she thinking of, like, Kanye as the husband or Kanye as the father? Do you get what I mean? Like, when you're thinking of when you're in a relationship, you kind of think, are they going to be trustworthy? Are they going to like, honestly, no one wants anyone that's like going to be, you know, what are they going to bring to the table? Someone should always bring something to you. And I don't mean materialistic, but just like in their personality and their morals and values. But that when I had Orla, even when I was pregnant, I didn't even think about it. It wasn't until we actually gave birth and I see how amazing Tom was, it was like a whole new love and respect that like I can't even put words to it because it's just, it just takes it that bit more. Yeah. So I just think that trusting they're going to like, you know, be there not just for you, but for your children. And yeah, it's just, I'm very lucky, very, very lucky girl.
Aye, but it's a two-way street, Dan. And like, he's a very lucky man as well. Like, you're a great mom. I constantly say you're like, you're never in one place very long. You're constantly busy. You're grafting away. I feel like you are both very lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. We good team. I think that's what it's about. It's that team, you know, he, you know, brings so much to like my life. And then, yeah, I'm sure I bring part of my mouth, my controlling bossy ways, but apart from that, I think, you know, but yeah, we do definitely compliment each other. We're a good team.
What's the one thing about him that gets on your tits? It's got to be something.
Oh my God. He is like, he's kind of, to be fair, I actually think it could be like OCD. Like, I'm being serious. Like, not, because it is actually a condition, isn't it? I actually do think he has that because he's everything has to be a certain way. Like, he's like, thankfully, I've kicked him out of our dressing room because when we first moved in, we didn't have our wardrobes designed that way. So we were sharing this dressing room. And I was like, you do realize this is like temporary. so then once the other room got done. But if you look, his wardrobe looks like a shop from Reiss. Like, everything's color coordinated, all the shoes, everything's in boxes. It's always like a show home. Like, when people come around and he will be cleaning, I'll make something for all of like toast, butter and toast. Before I've even turned around, he's like, you're going to put the butter away? I think, chill out. I've just fucking, like, give me 2 minutes. Like, we could have a row about that all the time. Because he's like, yours, and I'm not even messy. I'm actually quite tidy, but he's just extra with it. And he has to have it a certain way. Like, lions in the garden, you know, in the garden, he would have to have lions in the garden. But now we've got the gardener, but he will then, like, watch the garden do the lines and be like, oh, look at the garden. Like, he's so specific and everything has to be a certain way. But that can actually be quite hard work. Like, my mum's like, oh, I'd love if your dad was more like that. And I'm like, but try living with it, because he actually can start to piss you off.
Honestly, Erkan and me have got exactly the same dynamic, and it drives him mad. Like, I'm all right with him being like quite tidy. Like, it does me a favor. I've come back today off a couple of days in Newcastle, and I walked in and the house was tidy, and it was like, ah. Whereas if the situation had been reversed and he'd walked into the house after a couple of days at home and I'd been here, it would have been a shithole. Yeah. Like, I'm not even intentionally messy. Wow. I'm just like chaotic and like really busy. And I feel like it's always the last thing on my mind is like tidying up my clothes, whatever. Yeah, so I can completely identify with that.
When he walks out the door, me and Ola have like a party in the kitchen. I'm like, chuck that toast on the floor. Let's get that butter. Like, he don't even realise. He's like, he's in there for a bit. I'm like, yeah, leave it in the sink for 15 minutes, or he's not coming home yet. Let's like muffle them pillars up.
I think there's always got to be one tidy one and one messy one in every relationship. It's the yin and yang. It's got to be.
And a car, I don't think any couple I know that can get through a car journey longer than 10 minutes and cannot have an argument, I applaud them, because we will get in the car and within 10 minutes it will piss me off. He's at someone's pretty much up their backside the whole way. And I'm like, do you realise they could break and you know, we could go through that. We've got a child in the back.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, let me drive. And I'm like, whoa. So a car journey. Yes.
Backseat driving, Dan, are you?
Oh, I am. I'm the worst passenger because I'm a control freak and I'm not even part of the vehicle.
But you see, we don't row there because I still can't drive, so I've got no clue if what he's doing's right or wrong.
I just sit. Did you not pass your test yet?
No, Dan, honestly, I'm terrible. So I years ago did that driving show, didn't I? It
was
celebrity driving school, and out of like 16 celebs, I was the only one who they told not to take the test at the end. They said my driving style was highly unpredictable and very dangerous, and I was a hazard to myself. I've tried in an automatic since. So I was trying last year and I took a good four, and my driving instructor, Hackham, was really canny. He was dead nice. Such a nice man. He's really chilled. We had to stop for a little bit because his wife had a baby. And he's like, oh, I need a week off. And that was absolutely fine. And in that break, we got Milo. And like, I hate to like use excuses, but honestly, like since then, he's just absolutely taken over my life. And like between work and the house and the dog and trying to have a bit of a life, like fitting in like 2 hours a week. And I know it's so silly, but it just feels like because I'm not super motivated to learn, I just never got round to it.
You don't have to, let's be honest. If you don't have to, you don't have to.
And
so that's good. That saves the arguments because you don't know. Because if you did drive, trust me, you'd be having them arguments.
Really? But then you see, I don't want to be that like what's my alternative? Like being at the school gates, like begging the Uber to wait for 5 minutes. Like I don't know if I really want to be that woman. So I might have to learn at some point. It's only getting harder as I get older. Like, I don't know about you, but I'm struggling more and more to like pick up new skills. Like it's not as easy as it used to be.
No. Yeah, I get that. I think it's just, when you do hit 30, I think it's a great time in your life because you're more like, you know what you want, you know, like, you've got, and it's that time, especially for you, you're successful, you know, you've got properties. And I think as a woman in their 30s, you always start checking, have I got this? It's like a checklist.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, you can say, oh, I've achieved that. But when there's certain little bits you think, oh, I'd like to work more on that, like even for you, you're driving, it will get harder as the time goes on. So maybe next year.
I've got to get around to it at some point, mate, I swear to God, because it is a bit of a bone of contention. I feel like I'm a strong, independent woman who still relies on, like, I fell out to take at a Tesco. Like, that bit I just don't love.
Okay, I don't know.
And then what's next on your checklist? We've got the baby, we've got the gorgeous husband, the wedding's coming, house, successful career. What is next?
I would like to have another baby.
I knew you would. You're such a good man. It'd be a waste if you don't have absolutely loads.
I would like to have another one. I mean, I've always said two, but I've got a feeling it could end up being three. But I think next year we'd probably like to start. I don't like the word trying, because I feel like trying, it's like, I'm just going to see what happens. But next year, if it happens, it happens. But I would be really happy to give all of a little sibling for sure. So, yeah, next year would be great if we could. That's in our little pathway to have another little addition to our family. And then, do you know what I would love to do? I'd love to do a new build, like a new big build. I know.
Fuck me, man.
I know.
I actually, but, you know, I'm sweating behind the knees just at the sheer mention of you doing that, because me, that's where me and him row, this house, like picking stuff, like the rate at which things happen. Like, I spoke to Billy and Greg, they said the same thing, like, fuck me, it's testing.
Oh, I know, I see Billy actually. I see Billy and Greg at Ferns a couple of weeks ago for an Easter thing, and they say, oh, it's just been so hard work. But I think what it is, when we bought this house, I was pregnant, mm-hmm. and Tom refurbed it, and it's lovely for now, but I just would love, I would never buy on a main road again. Wish I never bought on a main road, but like every person will literally walk past and it's just...
have a gig.
Yeah, have a little look upstairs and eventually... So I wish I didn't buy on a main road. I would just love to be a little bit more, I could see a bit more like country around me, yeah. a little greenery. Like, we've got lovely garden stuff, but there's just certain things on my checklist I would like to add on. So I think for me and Tom, and he's in construction, so I'm lucky, so we've got
can't even fucking hang a mirror, man. It's a good
Tom's good with that side of it. So I think that would be baby, and maybe a new build the next few years would be lovely.
I feel like that's how we'll end up. Like, I mean, where we live it's really rural, like obviously you're not far from Loughton and stuff, but it's also got loads of fields and country and all that around. But still, like, I still think what my dream is to just like move back up north when I'm finished, buy like a massive bit of land, like
so much as well for like your mat, like this.
Don't even mean I could live in a castle.
You could own a castle.
It's so depressing, man, the price of property down here. But I think he's slowly coming round to the idea. At first, he kept whinging it was too cold and that, and he kept saying he wouldn't be able to consummate. But now he's definitely come round to the idea more.
I love Newcastle. It's just, it's always going to have a special place in my heart with my dad and my family and that. But I just think, the Geordies have just got, and it's not thanks to any other Northerners listening, of course, but there's something about the Geordies. Why? I can't explain it. You walk in London or you walk in Essex and everyone's like, don't even look at you. You go to Newcastle.
Human.
My dad's from, human, angry at life. You walk in Newcastle, or Gateshead, my dad's from.
Yeah.
And it's like, morning, everyone's morning. And it's like, everyone just says morning. It's so nice.
It's like going back to the 1950s. You feel like you're on Heartbeat or something again, don't you?
But it's lovely. And I just think everyone should have a Geordie friend in their life.
Well, I'm sure everyone from the Northeast will feel very grateful for that, Dan. Mate, we've chatted so much, I haven't even really got through any of your questions. It was just catching up. Purely selfish part one of the podcast there. Can I get you back in part two?
Yeah, of course.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.